بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم اهدي أمة أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers and friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we are passing these days of Muharram, in which discussion is made regarding the life and the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel, we take one more lesson from the many, many lessons that we do learn from this incident of Musa alayhi salam, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised to deliver Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Musa alayhi salam, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا. In the darkness of night, travel with my servants, with Banu Israel, and inshaAllah you will be taken to safety. This is my promise. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam travels with Banu Israel, and then they find themselves at crossroads. They really find themselves in a dilemma. In front of them is the ocean, only to realize that behind them, in pursuit of them, is Fir'aun and his army. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Banu Israel, looking with the naked eye, they say, O Musa alayhi salam, you brought us into this trap. إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Now we're cornered. We can't swim. There's an ocean ahead. We can't turn back. We can't face the might of Fir'aun. What do we do? قَالَ كَلَّا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was looking with the eyes of divinity and revelation and wahi. He says, كَلَّا. Never. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I must travel with you to safety and salvation. This can never be our destruction. كَلَّا. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. I am traveling with the command of my Allah. There is safety ahead. So the important ingredient that was required for Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam, strike the ocean with his stick. So he strikes the ocean and 14 paths open up into the deep oceans. And the 14 tribes are now traveling and traversing a deep blue ocean. So the yaqeen had to be very strong of Banu Israel to say that nothing will happen when we crossing this ocean. Waters have been piled up like mountains on either side, and they walk in between on the ocean and crossing an ocean. So yaqeen was required. So an important lesson for every one of us as the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that for us, we may not be crossing any ocean, but every one of us is drowning in our own ocean, maybe our ocean of sin, my ocean of vice. Maybe I'm involved in zina and I don't know how to get myself out of it. Maybe a person is involved in drugs. You know, when you talk to a person and you're giving him advice, this is not good. Jimonana, it's definitely not good. It harms your body, your system. Yes, I know that. Okay, can you do this? If you go to a rehab, you're giving them advice. Gee, you're right, Molana. Gee, you're right. That is correct. But how do I take myself out? How do I like fit into new skin? How do I do this? Do I just dress myself again? I can't come out of this. I want to. Deep down, it's my intention. I want to. How do I do that? So each one of us, we may be in our own oceans of sin. We're drowning. But if we have yaqeen in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's salvation ahead of us. Sakhr al-Ghamidi radiallahu anhu is sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hears Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam making this dua. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O may Allah bless my ummah in the early hours of the morning. The early hours of the day. Give them barakah. That's why in the olden days, which needs to become present day, the farmer used to go early. It's still present day practice. It's a very early start on the fields. The moment it's scorching hot, then it's back home. And that's the time they got barakah. The moment that businessman started early, he found barakah. Till today we will eyewitness, we will see, ask a Hafiz boy, this is best time to take my sabak after Fajr, I'm ready. I mean, if you're not a whole night awake, but fourth night, then yeah, the sabak next morning is very easy. Fajr time. Any one of us, if example we want to we want to learn Surah Baqarah of by heart, or we want to learn example maybe Surah Tabarak. Nabi Sam's desire that these 30 verses be in the heart and protected in the heart of every ummati of minds. Protection from the qabr. If he learns these verses of by heart, commits it to memory. So we try to learn this. The best time to learn it is after the Fajr Salah. So the moment we come to the masjid, we hear in the masjid, we perform our salah, our jama'ah, we go home, we learn, that's the time, barakah, you see, it's very easy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua. The narrator, Sakhr al-Ghamidi radiallahu anhu, says that, وَكَانَ رَجُلًا تَاجِرًا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for barakat. How did he execute? How did he showcase it to us? He used to send the armies early in the morning, min awwal al-nahar. He would dispatch the armies, the delegates, early in the morning. They found barakah. He says, if this barakat, when Nabi Sam dispatch armies, let me try this regarding my business. So he used to start business early in the morning. He says, فَأَثَّرَ وَكَثُرَ مَالُهُ. I became very rich practicing on this hadith. I had yaqeen in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes, he says, Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, I'm a student. I'm here. Shaykh al-Hadith, he was the one who narrated the most number of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes, he says, Ya Rasulullah, it's disturbing me. You know, I'm learning so much of your ahadith. My day and night goes at your feet. I never leave your shadow. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's disturbing me is my mother. She's not a Muslim. I wanted to become a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up his hands. Allahumma hdi umma Abi Hurairah. Nabi sallam is making dua. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu leaves the gathering immediately. He never even wait to say Ameen. He left the gathering immediately. He's rushing, he's smiling, he's going home. So people are amazed, like, what's happening with him? Why is he so, what is he so happy about? So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes, he's knocking on his mother's door. So mother says, wait 1 minute. He's listening properly. He can hear water is trickling. There's someone using water. And then she opens the door. She says, sorry to make you wait. I was having my ghusl. I want to become a Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had such yaqeen in the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe not around with us, but his living dua is with us. Rahimallahu imra'an samhan idha ba, samhan idha ishtara, samhan idha qada, samhan idha qtada. Nabi Sam made dua, Ya Allah, whichever of my ummati till the day of Qiyamah, if he is soft, lenient, gentle in business, when he buys and he sells, when he demands and he pays, O my Allah, you give him multifold barakat in his business. That dua we all can attain till today. But we have to have yaqeen, O my Allah, what was taken was never meant for me. That was never meant. Ya Allah, you cleansed it. Moving forward, I need to have yaqeen that barakat is in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't have to do backdoor business. I don't have to lie to do business. But whatever we do it for yaqeen, with yaqeen in the promises of Allah. Haywa bin Shuraih, rahimahullah, a pious person of his time, he had 60, every year his income was 60 golden coins. We would say like 60 krugas a year was his yearly income. So what would he do is when he collected that income of his, he would immediately go onto the streets and distribute the money. When he went home, he found the 60 golden coins at home. Someone came to give a gift. Someone came and gave a hadiyah. And some family member said, you know what, I was owing you some money back in the days. But whenever he gave that 60, he found the 60 at home. So one of his students was reading his life and saw that he gives the 60 coins and he finds it back at home. Let me try it out. So he goes and he gives sadaqah. He comes back home, opens the pillow. He says, well, there's no money. He comes to Shureyh. Haywa bin Shureyh, rahimahullah. He says, what's happening? You give 60 coins, you find it at home. I give, I didn't find. He says, أَنَا أَعْطَيْتُ رَبِّي يَقِينًا وَأَنْتَ أَعْطَيْتَهُ تَجْرُبَةً. I give Allah because I believe in Allah. You give Allah, you wanted to test the system of Allah. You wanted to see whether it works. We heard people reading Ya Salamu 124, 125,000 times. And then he goes back and the doctor says, hey, hold on, this cancer is cleared. It's cleared, yes. I mean, there's no need for it. So we try it. Well, it didn't work for me. We tried it. Let's see if it works for me. But whatever we do, we have to do it with total yaqeen, conviction. Subhanallah, Zubayr radiallahu anhu is green in battle, calls his son. He says, oh my son, Abdullah, ya bunayya. Oh my son, I'm going in battle. لا يقتل اليوم إلا ظالم أو مظلوم. If anyone is killed today, either he is the oppressor or the oppressed. I think so, more than likely, my martyrdom will be in the oppressed. So he says, oh my son, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّي. What's really perturbing me, disturbing me? لَدَيْنِي. I'm owing a lot of people money. A lot of people I'm owing money. So, oh my son, I want you to take care of that death after my demise. I'm going into the throes of death. I think so I'm going to become a shaheed. So this is the advice. He says, oh my son, if ever you are afflicted, confronted with an issue and a dilemma in the payment of this death, make dua, please. Make dua. فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ بِمَوْلَايَ. Ask my master to help you. So Abdullah, the son says, مَا دَرِيْتُ مَا أَرَادْ. I don't know what my father is talking about. He's a free man. Who's his master? So I beg his attention. Ya Abati, man maulak? Father, who's your master? You're a free man. Who's your master? He says, Allah. You have any problems, you talk to my Allah. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu says, whenever I had an issue in the payment of this debt, I said, Ya Mawla Zubayr, iqdihi anhu. Oh, the master of Zubayr, Ya Allah, you fulfill his death. Hakim bin Hizam, he became a shaheed. Hakim bin Hizam met the son. He says, Abdullah, I know your father owed a lot of people money. Now how did this death come upon him? People would come and say, oh Zubayr, keep my this amanat. He says, no, not amanat. That's not amanat. This year is money that I'm taking is mine. It's my money. Meaning when you come back, I'll definitely pay you. Because if you give me amanat and someone steals it, I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible. So this is a loan. Forward it as a loan to me. I'm the owner. When you come, I'll pay you. So eventually, Hakim bin Hizam met him. He says, your father is owing a lot of people money. How much is he owing? So the son said, what do you think if he's owing mi'atu alf? What do you think if he's owing 100,000? Your father will never, his estate was left behind. He'll never fulfill that. Lata sa'. So he says, okay. What if I tell you that the money he's owing people is alfay alf wa mi'atay alf? 2,200,000 dirhams. Times it by 30 for today's price. 2,200,000 dirhams. He says, no chance. Listen, oh Abdullah, you're definitely in a fix. You come knock on my door when there's a problem. You come knock on my door. But you go for it, whatever is in the estate, go pay for it. Abdullah bin Zubayr, he's selling off. He said, I go into the estate, la dirhaman wa la dinaran. No gold, there's no cash. There's no cash at all. Except the properties that he left behind. So I'm selling the properties, getting cash, and I'm trying to offset all the debts. But every time I had an issue, I made dua. Ya Mawla Zubair, iqdihi anhu. Ya Mawla Zubair, iqdihi anhu. Everyone is telling me, Abdullah, listen, this estate is not going to pay off those debts. It's not going to. He says, Ya Mawla Zubair, Ya Allah, fail these people and their thoughts. He says, I paid every single one of them the monies that we owe in. At the end of the day, my father, كَانَ لِزُبَيْرِ أَرْبَعُ نِسْوَى. He lived in Hijaz, not in South Africa. He had four wives. Every one of those wives, how much did they inherit? أَلْفُ أَلْفْ وَمِئَتَا أَلْفْ. Every one of them inherited 1,200,000 dirhams. Times 30, 35 for today's price in rands. So the entire estate was approximately 52,200,000 dirhams. But the father taught him that lesson. Ya Mawla Zubair, because our children are a message for tomorrow. Like a book is your message for the future. Our children are the message for tomorrow. Introduce them to Allah. Your introduction must be about Allah. The contents of their life will be akhlaq, scrupulousness, and they will have taqwa, and they will have akhlaq in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continue proofreading every line of their life, marte dam tak, till the last moments of your life or their life, and you will see the conclusion will be on iman. But we need to introduce our children to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The system, the divine system of the sharia and the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability that we'll get yaqeen in ourselves. How do we get this yaqeen? Let's every one of us in our homes start the fadaili amal, hayatul sahaba. When we learn this incidents of sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will glean from their lives this yaqeen. It will definitely cascade down into our lives. And obviously, Allah subhanahu wa grant us the tawfiq. We keep into the company of those people who have made efforts, who have better and stronger yaqeen and conviction than every one of us. Wa akhir dawana. Subhanahu.